right. So that was the silliness there. But Diane Sawyer somehow managed to find a person to interview who had lost a son in Iraq. Her son, Casey, and she was coming not to support President Bush, but this is one of the military family members who despises President Bush. Diane sets up the interview.
Cindy Sheehan did not pack a ball gown for her trip to the nation's capital. She has no plans to attend celebrations. Sheehan lost her son, Casey, in Iraq last April. She's coming to Washington this week to protest the festivities here.
I mean, how long did they work to find to this particular protester? I mean, she has every right to protest. I have no problem with that. And, you know, she's obviously gone through a terrible loss. And it's not important what she said. But what's important is the focus. You find the one military family member in town. And there are probably dozens. But it's not easy to find these people. But somehow ABC manages to find them. Wouldn't it be nice to for ABC to do similar profiles of military families who've lost, you know, soldiers who are actually or lost their loved ones who are actually still in support of the war in Iraq and the war against terror? That would actually be something that would surprise us about ABC. Maybe then Peter wouldn't be in the dark so much. And Diane goes on to talk about times of inaugurals that were more sensitive.
During World War II, Franklin Roosevelt did opt not to have a parade or a party, just a White House swearing-in, followed by a small lunch, chicken salad, and pound cake.
Oh, no. Actually, that's sounding pretty good to me, the chicken salad and pound cake. But, oh, I mean, it's just, this is just typical. We have to, it's just typical. Now, Larry Summers has been asked to apologize. We're going to keep following that. And, indeed, he has apologized. Why? Remember, he gave this talk at a working lunch on Friday. It was a National Bureau of Economic Statistics event, and they were talking about why women are underrepresented in certain faculties at universities in engineering and mathematics and the sciences. And he put out various theories that scientists are mulling over about whether girls are as innately set up to succeed in these fields. And he wasn't saying that girls can't succeed or that girls aren't succeeding or young women aren't succeeding. He wasn't saying that at all. He was just saying these are issues.